Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Again, we are here at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island in the Redfern Village. We are coming to you on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler. We have been here every Wednesday. We'll continue to be now that we're in the playoffs, I believe, for as long as the season goes on. And I hope that we're here after next week again. But we'll talk again before we have our next game because we have a bye. But this segment is of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shellen Hogan, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us for the head coach of Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show, head coach Brandon Derrick.
You're looking at me like I've done something wrong.
No, I was mouthful, and sorry we started late, but coach, last week we went to Edmund Burke. I think that we all expected to win, and if you didn't expect to win, this is one thing that I've heard being a football lover my whole life, sometimes being on teams that always expect to win, and sometimes being on teams that aren't expected to win by the consensus of people paying attention to football games going on every week. And we expected to win. I would not respect you as a football coach if you did not expect to win. So, you know, what do you think happened? And how are we addressing it? And how can we use this as to our advantage going into the playoffs with what I think really was a mulligan emotional experience for us?
I hope. It led to a lot of emotion on Monday, let's put it that way. A lot of my emotion. I broke a lot of stuff the last 3 or 4 days thinking about that football game. But on paper, it wasn't close. But that's why they don't play them on paper. That's why you got to go out and play. And it's kind of like I told the kids last week, you know, we did not practice well all week, and I tried to reiterate that every day at practice. We got to pick it up. We got to get better. And we just kind of kept going through our emotions and going through the motions. And Friday night, we looked like we were going through the motions. We played uninspired football. We were just uninspired. And we had a lot on the line. We could have been the region champs. And we could have locked up home field advantage with the win. And so we had a lot online, but we played very uninspired. And it was something that, you know, I've talked to a few people that, you know, maybe we needed that as a wake-up call to prepare. You know, I know that we have a very talented team, but we needed a little bit of a wake-up call, I think, right there. And we got it. And now we're kind of at the mercy of Trinity and Evan Burt Friday night. We have to sit and watch the scoreboard, kind of like we did last year. Last year's situation was a little bit different. You know, I could go home and sleep after losing the Burke 8-7 because we played that shortened week game on a Wednesday night, and there was a lot going on, and there was a lot on our minds and all that stuff. But this Friday night, this past Friday night, it as I said in the team huddle and everything else, it was kind of unexcusable. We didn't come out and we didn't play football the way we're supposed to play football.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I agree. I mean, that's the best way to put it. I mean, you saw in the last 5 minutes of this game what we're capable of against a team that we couldn't stop for the first 3.5 quarters if they just kept giving the ball to one particular individual almost every play who got 10 to 15 yards after contact every time he touched the football, because he looked like a possessed person who wanted to win more than we seem to want to win.
Yeah, I mean, like again, I try to tell kids, I don't know if they listen to me a whole lot, we are everybody's Super Bowl. When we show up, everybody wants to beat us.
Yeah.
Everybody plays inspired football when we get there. We have a target on our back. We're considered to be one of the top teams in our league. So everybody kind of like, hey, when we get off the bus, that's the guys that we want to go beat. You know, we got Division I kids on our team, and everybody's going to give us their best game. And Evan Burke, it was their senior night. Their seniors wanted to go out. And, you know, and they did. They played possessed football. They played football with grit. That's what I told our kids.
Yeah.
They wanted to win the game. And, you know, our kids didn't play possessed. They didn't play. They did the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
All of a sudden,
they made up for all of it and more. And we even had a chance to win it.
Yeah, you know, and we, the last 5 minutes, we put two touchdowns on the board and had to go for two, and it just got deflected away. If we throw it just a little bit more out to our left, we're tied up 21-21.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing is we were able to manage the clock to get one more snap on the ball with 1 second, and we drew up the play in the huddle and still didn't execute it right, and Jay Sean Sheffield standing wide open on the sideline for a touchdown over there. And, you know, you don't see it as a game's going on, but as he went in motion, and I saw the safety, the four high safety, come running down to tackle him in the flats, I was like, this play's over, because we ran Santana on the post, and the corner ran with him, and the number three went running with Jayshon to try to cover him in the flats, and Jayshon turned and ran the wheel up the sideline. He was wide open, and we didn't throw it to him. Even with 1 second, we had
0.02 seconds.
Yeah, and yeah. We had the chance.
Yep.
And, but it should have never gotten to that point. You know, if we would have played the whole game like we did the last 5 minutes, we should have beaten by 40 points. And that's kind of what we've told the kids. If we go out and play like we're capable, don't turn the ball over. Play with some, you know, play with some energy and emotion, and go out and play like we're being coached. And we got a chance to not just beat people, but run people off the field. And again, I've said it over and over for the last 2 or 3 weeks. If you give them hope, they feel like they got a chance. And if you let somebody feel like they got a chance, they feel like they can win.
Yeah.
And you got to go out and take that hope, and just, you got to rip it right out of their heart right off the bat, and let them sit there and just beat up on them for the rest of the game. We didn't do that, and they got better as the game went on. We kind of decided to turn it on right there at the end. You know, some big plays, they had some big plays that we should have stopped.
Yeah.
That, because guys just kind of didn't do their thing or didn't read their keys. For example, the first big run, that quarterback broke himself the first touchdown. We tackled the wing back. He didn't even have the ball. I don't know what we were doing. We just tackled him and let him run. If our outside linebacker does what he's supposed to, we tackled the quarterback. It was 3rd down and 8. They punt, and we get the ball back. And then the one where he ran and scored right before the half was – our outside linebacker, same kid, took off running across the field instead of staying at home.
Yeah.
If he tackles him right there in the backfield, they run out of time, because it was only like 12 seconds left to go in the half.
Well,
they didn't have a field goal kicker.
I mean, I agree. They didn't have special teams at all.
Right.
I mean, their punting team, that they're, you know, we had distinct advantages on every level. But that quarterback was an athlete.
Yeah,
he's
very good.
That one touchdown he made right before the half, I guess. He's a little guy, but I mean, he had eyes, you know, okay, as far as his vision to run the football, and I was impressed with him. I mean, I really was. I think we beat them 9 out of 10 times we played them.
Oh yeah.
But I was impressed with the way that they played, and we need to learn from it. You know, like you said, and play like that. But even better, because I know that we got guys that are capable of responding to this. But there is more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaching Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we're going to take a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, our host, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. Coach, we were talking about last week and, you know, the fact that looking at it all, we can learn from it and grow, knowing the component that we missed was an emotional component, I think, and a focus, and those are correctable things. So now let's look forward. We don't know, or do we know, or do we have an idea? I know we got a bye this week, so yes. Don't come to
the game.
Yeah.
We don't know who we're going to play in the first round right now. We know we're no worse than second. But we're having to wait on Trinity and Edmund-Burt to play Friday night. If Trinity beats Edmund-Burt, we win the region. If Edmund-Burt beats Trinity, we're second in the region. But we'll still play at home in the first round. But what that does is if we're first, we'll probably end up playing Tift area. If we're third, we'll end up playing Southland. Tift area, I think, would come in at 6-4. Southland would come in at 9-1. So a little bit different in styles, but you know, it's like I said earlier, we've kind of, when we were out talking, we've already started breaking down film on both groups and kind of prepping the kids for both teams this week and the bye week and kind of going over that stuff. So either way, you know, it's funny. I was in not a really good mood at all on Monday at school. And as I was walking down the hallway, the security guard, he goes, "Coach, what's wrong?" And I was just, you know, I was like, you know, I went on another 10-minute tirade about how pitiful we played Friday night. And he looked at me and he goes, "Well, isn't it the playoffs?" And I said, "Yeah, it is." And he goes, "Well, don't you have to beat whoever you play to win it anyway in the playoffs?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, heck, bring on David." And he said, "You know, bring on Goliath right now. Let's play them in the first round." And he said, "Take them all out." He said, "You got to beat them all." And I was like, "Well, you know, he's kind of got a good point, you know." But
absolutely.
At the same time, you know, I looked at him and I said, "Well, it's a lot easier. I bet it was a lot easier for David to fight Goliath on his home field." And I said, "That's kind of what we want to do, was be at home throughout the playoffs to do it." And he goes, "I understand that point." He said, "But for you to win the state championship, you got to beat everybody. It don't matter how good they are anyway." He said, "You just got to go out there and beat them." And he said, "Coach, you guys got the team that can go out and beat these teams." He said, "Just get them ready and go beat them." You know, and it kind of makes a lot of sense, you know. But for us, you know, it's kind of been we put the reset button on a lot of things. We changed up the way we did practice a little bit this week. We did a few things. We had a little come to Jesus meeting Monday at about 4 o'clock, and I was done in about 20 minutes. And I think I broke my sunglasses, my whistle. Boom, if my visor would break, it would broke too. But just had a little chit chat with the guys and cleared the air, and you know, and then we went to practice. And I think
airing their grievances like in Festivus.
we got it all out. Or I got it all out. It was a one-sided conversation. I did all the talking, they did all the listening. But
feats of strength.
Yeah, I think we've had a good week of practice. I feel like the kids, last couple of days, you know, we bounced around. Today was pretty good practice. I thought the kids, you know, we having to go over two schemes, so they're having to think about one and another and everything else. So it's a little bit difficult for them, but I thought last couple of days. And another thing is we got a lot of guys sick. You know, we're trying to get over the strep and the stomach virus and everything else.
Yeah.
And, well, that right there can mess you up a bunch, because last week we...
Communicable diseases.
Yeah, our offensive line, we usually were missing two starters, sometimes three starters, all of last week when we were trying to practice because sickness. So I think if we can get everybody back in and get in a routine, we'll be okay.
You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Everything's got to line up for us. You know, we got to get our injuries dealt with. I kind of like the fact, really, I think we have an advantage, Coach, because we had a life experience that was negative and not expected, which happens for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, character is not about, you know, just enjoying all your, you know, success. Character is about what happens when the trials come. And we had a trial, and we're still alive.
Yeah.
I mean, and like you said in the conversation, talking about the real perspective of this, we are in the playoffs, and we would have to play a team that we were expected to win or beat, just like we did at Edmund Burke, okay?
Yep.
One way or another, but that variable has nothing to do whatsoever with us each doing our job, when we know that if we each do our job, we can compete with any team that we play against, whether it's a big powerhouse in GHSA,
oh, yeah,
who we played and competed against, or whether it's in our own area here in the GISA, which we can win.
Yeah.
I mean, we can beat anybody we play if we can get healthy, stay healthy, guys doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, if our guys do what they're coached up to do and play really well, and play with some emotion, play with some energy, you know, play like you love it, you know. And
why else play?
Right. I mean, you're in high school, turn it loose, go play. Don't hold anything back. And, you know, we put it, you know, have a love for it. Go out there and turn it on. And I felt like if the kids do that, you know, we have a really good chance to pull it out. And, you know, quite frankly, I said it from the beginning of the year now, the only way we lose is if we beat ourselves by not doing those things, turning the ball over, don't play with any emotion or energy, you know. But, you know, I went back, and any loss that you do, you know, you look at what you did wrong. As a football coach, it's pretty crazy. We get home, and the first thing I do is watch the film. You know, I'm there for 2 hours watching the film and breaking it down. And so Saturday morning, you know, I get in bed late, and I wake up at, I don't know, probably 6:45. And my wife's like, "What are you doing up?" And I'm like, "Can't sleep. I'm mad. I want to go back and see what we did wrong." And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I go back and evaluate things that I should have done a little bit better and put in wrinkles. And so, you know, I went back through and made a bunch of notes just about what I need to do. So it's not always the kids. It's sometimes we get comfortable with what we do. And, again, we could have ran one play Friday night, and probably if we catch it every single time and just get out of bounds, we could have run the hit seam and got 7 yards every time. But, again, we didn't execute. And, well, a lot of that's got to go with
Watching the film helps you make that call. But
yeah, you know. But you know, we've got to get a little bit better, and I do too. And you know, we went about it, and I brought it. We've tried to bring a lot of energy to practice this week, and Gunn Brown yelling and screaming. And I told the coaches today I'm going to take a 5-hour energy drink before practice, just to, so I can be energetic. So kids, I think they feed off that a little bit, me jumping around. And I'm not going to do any backflips or cartwheels or break something. But other than that, you know, we're going to get after it and pick up the intensity a little bit.
Well, we will be right back. This is our last break for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brendan Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brendan Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thank you. I'm John Watson on location. I feel like Murph and the Magic Tones. You know? Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. I'm John Wessler on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's, here with Head Coach Brendan Derrick. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and Shelly Hogan. All right, so looking forward, we've got some variables that are going to decide what's happening a week from Friday when we get to play again, happening Friday. So,
yeah.
We've got to really see what happens.
We've got to see what happens in our region, but also in the other region. If Valwood wins, Beach Tipped area, and Deerfield-Windsor has to win, it's crazy. It goes down to the wire anyway to see where it's going to be. If Valwood wins and Deerfield wins, they're 1-2. Valwood will be 1, Deerfield will be 2, Southland will be 3, and Tipped area will be 4. If one of them were to be upset, it could mess everything up. And so
it's making Myra bad.
Yeah, it could like, if Valwood were to get upset by Tipped area, they could drop to like the 3 or 4 seed, and Tipped would jump to maybe the 3 seed, or vice versa. Deerfield would do the same thing, and Southland would go to the 1 seed, and if both Valwood and Deerfield were to lose, it would mess up a lot of stuff. I don't think we're expecting Valwood to lose. I've been pretty much in close contact with their coach here the last couple of days. He and I are pretty good friends. We talk and we share a lot of stuff and information with one another. And
y'all are like a bunch of lawyers.
we really are. We actually are doing the All-Star game together this year. He called and contacted me to be the offensive coordinator for the All-Star team. So,
woo! Yeah, awesome, man.
Yeah, so he and I do. We get together and talk, and so he knows that region pretty well. He feels like they'll take care of Tift area, and he thinks that Deerfield will probably win against Brookwood because Brookwood's already eliminated, and so really the only thing they're playing for is senior night. And I mean, they could get upset, but he feels like Deerfield will pull out that win. And so we're probably figuring Valwood 1, Deerfield 2, and like I said, Southland, and then Tift in that area. And then we're just kind of waiting to see on our end. It's kind of funny. We look at it. If Trinity were to win, we become the region champs. And then Trinity's second, and Edmund Burke goes to third, and Bullock and Pinewood are actually playing for the fourth seed Friday night. And Pinewood's not won a game in the region, but Bullock's only won one game. So if Pinewood were to beat Bullock, they'd knock Bullock out and be the fourth seed. So it's our region and their region right now is up in the air. I only think the other regions that are pretty much concrete right now is Region 1. The two teams, Heritage and Trinity Christian, are playing each other for the region championship. I think 3 and 4 is already locked in. And then Region 3. Or Region 4, I can't remember which one. I think Region 4 is Gatewood and John Millage. They're playing for 1 and 2 tomorrow night, or Friday night. And that one's at John Millage. And both of them are ranked number 1 and number 2 in the state. So it'll be a good game. I've seen both of those teams on film. It'll be a really good game. And Gatewood's really good. John Millage's really good. You know, so it'll be interesting to see how it all breaks down because we have a crossover to playoffs, but I can try to talk about that in a minute. It's kind of crazy how they do it.
Well, we're just going to just do a plug, but this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, okay, what were you saying there?
Once you get going in the playoffs, you play till you get to the final four, and then you cross over brackets. It's kind of weird. So it's one of those things. We're probably going to end up playing, if we get to the final four, we're going to end up playing John Millage or Gatewood, either one.
Yeah.
Or on either side of the bracket, we'll have to play one of those two teams to get to Mercer. So, you know, everybody kind of goes into it knowing who you're going to have to play. And for us, it's one game at a time. You know, we got to take care of round one. Luckily for us, we know we get to play at home next Friday on the 27th, and that's a good thing. Anytime you can play the first round at home, you know, the second round's a bonus, and the third round's a double bonus. If you get a state championship, you're in the triple bonus. And, you know, I've been on high school teams where we went on the road the first three games and won, and then come home and played the semifinal game at home and won it and got to go play. So it was unique because our head football coach literally checked us out of school my senior year. All of the road games that we had played were like 3 hours away. So he literally checked us out of school on a Friday. We played at home, and we rode around the county for 3 hours on a bus and went and did our pregame meal ritual the same way, did every bit of that crazy nonsense. And we won at home 10-6, but it was – he wanted to keep that same crazy routine.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get out and ride around on a bus with the kids for 3 hours and do that
kind
of
thing. Thank you. You're welcome.
We're not going to do that, but it was a
proud participation.
It was a weird routine. I mean, we sang songs on the bus for like 3 hours. It was crazy. And then played for a state championship. You know,
what?
Yeah. You know, we played for a state championship the following week. We lost, but it was it was a great experience, and that's what I want the kids to experience, something like that. There's a lot of enthusiasm and excitement when you go do that. The community around here is craving that, you know, and it brings a spark to the community and the school, and everybody will rally behind you. I can remember the morning we pulled out to go to Nashville. We pulled out of high school. They let everybody out of school that day to stand and line the roads, and everybody in the community lined the entire highway all the way to the interstate throughout the county, and I think it was 22 miles that the roads were lined by people as we were driving the bus at like 15 miles an hour. It took us like an hour and a half to get to the interstate to get to Nashville. So it was a great experience. You know, I'd like for our kids to get to that point and go play and do that.
Well, I would say to our Frederica faithful who are either here or listening online perhaps, we need to really plan to make a priority of supporting a football team in the playoffs, whether we're at home or whether we're on the road. We need a better crowd than we brought to Edmund Burke, quite frankly, folks. I don't care if you're not even football people, you know, at the school. If you don't even like football, you think we're a bunch of meatheads, still come out and support the school.
Right.
You know, we need people to come out.
Yeah, you know, it's, I think sometimes people just grow to expect it, you know, and we kind of take it for granted that we're fortunate and we've got good facilities, we've got a good team, and our fans sometimes take it for granted. I hope they get out and rally behind these guys. And we have a big crowd next Friday, and because the kids feed off that. They hear those people, and they get fired up and everything else. And you all do a good job of being fired up down there on the sideline. Every now and then somebody has to grab me by the shirt tail. So it's always an experience, you know. And I just want everybody to come out and have a good time and be rowdy and be loud at the same time.
Yeah, well, I told Jackson, my son, you know, there are a few times when you may ever get a chance to be on something like this. You may never play football again after this year. Who knows? Maybe next year's your last year. You may not want to play college football. But you're going to regret the rest of your life if you don't give it 100%. And you need to not tolerate anybody feeling any differently. Otherwise, what are you, a masochist or something? Why would you play football if you don't want to win?
Yeah.
You know? So you got to get out there and finish it.
Yeah.
You know, let's win it. 100%.
I think our guys will, I hope they respond. I think they will. And I think we'll have a good week. And we'll get ready. They'll be ready Friday night when we roll out there to play. I feel like they'll be ready to compete. And they'll do a good job. I'm 100% behind them, and they better be ready to go. I think we will, and they've had a good week, and we got another week to prepare, so I feel like we're going to be ready to go.
Thank you, Coach, and thank you all for joining us that are here. Appreciate it, all the crowd participation and encouragement. On the Coach's Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out again to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us on Wednesday nights at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Coach's Show. Signing off, I'm John Wetzer.